This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you've never been to Niagara Falls, tonight would be a good night to be there. Nick Willenda, of the famous Flying Willendas family, he's crossing the falls on a tightrope. He's a bit nervous, reportedly, but both mayors of Niagara Falls on each side of the border are happy about all the tourist dollars this stunt will pull in. We reached Paul Deister, the mayor of Niagara Falls, New York side. Mayor Deister, thanks for joining us.
Happy to speak to you.
Now, this high wire act that's going to go on tonight, is this the most exciting thing that's happened to Niagara Falls since I don't know what?
Well, I performed the first same-sex wedding in New York State here at 1 second after midnight last year. You know, that created a global stir of a different sort, I guess. But this is the first wire walker that has been allowed at Niagara Falls since 1896. So it's been all that anyone in the city of Niagara Falls, New York, or Niagara Falls, Ontario, has been talking about for 6 weeks.
So describe the scene for us today. Is the city mobbed?
The city is not mobbed as of yet, although I just got the word that the parking over at State Parks is now filled up. So
now, Mayor, I understand that a lot of people in town would like to capitalize on this one-time event, but how are you going to do that? I mean, what happens when Nick Willenda does his high wire act? He's going to go home. Then what?
Aside from the immediate benefits to the economy of restaurant meals, heads on beds and hotels, you know, parking fees and all the rest of that, really the big benefit from this is the media exposure that we're going to get. Niagara Falls is a very, very famous place. It routinely polls in the top two or three places that people in foreign countries are interested to see when they come to the United States. But we sometimes, you know, feel as though if we don't get some major media exposure, people forget what a wonderful place this is.
What's the economy in Niagara Falls been like, say, you know, during the recession?
We're so poor to start with that recessions don't mean anything to us here. Back when we had the reputation as the honeymoon capital of the world, we didn't even take the tourism industry seriously because we had big global headquarters here for major steel and chemical companies, and that's where everyone worked. Those jobs disappeared overseas during the 1970s into the 1980s, and it was really only about 10 years ago that we hit upon the strategy of emphasizing the tourism industry as a way of trying to make a comeback. So, you know, we're coming from a long ways back, but I think in the last few years we've made some strong steps towards recovery.
Mayor, I know you've got a lot of things to plan for, so I'll let you go. But just one question, are you nervous for Mr. Willenda at all?
I met with Mr. Willenda, and he told me that his kids are so used to him risking his life on the wire that he looks down while he's walking and he sees them playing video games on their handheld devices. So if the family's confident, I'm confident.
Paul Deister is mayor of Niagara Falls, New York. Mayor Deister, thanks a lot.
Thank you.